Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Talking Toast with your girl, Chanel. Tonight's episode is part two of the four-part series entitled Healthy. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the physical health, touching base on alkaline fruits and veggies, different exercises that we can do, and recapping over last week's episode in regards to your mental and emotional health. So if you missed last week's episode, you can catch the replay on anchor.fm/provokechange to catch up on what was talked about last week. And make sure you're taking notes on this episode for this week. Now, grab your water, your wine, soda, or juice, a comfortable spot, and let's dive right on in to this episode. Thank you so much again for joining me on another episode of Talking Toast. And tonight, we are doing part two of the Healthy series. Tonight, we're touching base on the physical health. And last week, we spoke about the mental health, which these two go hand in hand. One affects the other, and it can go either way. We touched base last week on how the mental health has a lot to do with the physical health. And I listed 10 different things to do to get in a better mental space. And there are a few things that I didn't mention, such as therapy or medication or things of that nature. Sometimes I feel like we get over-medicated, and so it wasn't one of the biggest things on my list that I felt was imperative to share. However, going back and thinking about it, it is something that can help manage depression or just get you back on the right track if it is necessary. I think sometimes, again, we get over-medicated and we can't tell whether it's our genuine selves or it's the medication or anything like that. So I would definitely make sure that you reach out to a health physician in regards to medicine. Talk to your therapist if you're feeling any particular type of way about the medications that you're taking or if they have any side effects that aren't making you feel that great. And there were some other important things, your physical health being number one on that list last week. And so that's why I'm doing the physical health today. I think it's really important that we check ourselves in regards to where we are emotionally, what our thoughts are, if we, are maybe overthinking something or reading more into something than it really is, if we're over exaggerating in different scenarios and situations in our life, if we're finding ourselves more stressed out, whether it's from home or work or the people that we have around us, it's good to check in. And one thing that I definitely want to say, you cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Meaning, you can't change a particular individual in your circle in regards to wanting them to be better in regards to who they are. You can show them the way. You can give them the information. You can love on them enough to share any particular thoughts, opinions, advice with them. But ultimately, the decision is up to them, and you cannot change them. If you're finding yourself more stressed out when they are around, when you're finding yourself always in constant conflict with in yourself and them being in your space, it may be time to do an evaluation of who's in your circle. And so that's where you can change who's in your circle. Not everyone is meant to go with you along the way. And so just keep in mind that you have to put yourself first. Your mental health is of the utmost importance. And again, it has a profound effect on your physical health. One thing for sure is that we don't have X-ray vision, so we can't see what's going on in our bodies. But our body does tell a story. It does tell us when something is breaking down. It tells us when something's not right, whether that's your blood pressure being high or low, whether that is dealing with acid reflux and just a whole host of things, water retention, blurred vision, your hair falling out, just so many different things that our body shows us outwardly to let us know that something's going on inwardly and we have to address those things. Sometimes what we see physically on ourselves affects our mental in the sense of that we don't feel as pretty, or we don't feel as handsome, or we don't feel like we are attractive to someone else, or whatever the case may be. It takes a toll on our mental, and then it gets out of control and we don't know how to address it. We don't know how to handle it. And then it begins to spiral and continue to spiral. And so the physical health is really, really, really important. And paying attention to what your body is telling you is important. Don't overlook anything small. Pay attention to it. If it starts to look weird, feel weird, get it checked out. Don't allow it to control your emotions. The biggest thing that I found in when I was going through some physical ailments from COVID was it was taking a toll on me mentally. And my body started to break down even more. And I couldn't, for the life of me, it was like one was affecting the other. And I couldn't figure out whether it was what I was going through was affecting my mental, or my mental was breaking my body down further. And when I just stopped and thought about the root cause was COVID. And because we were in the house, I wasn't getting that much sunlight. Because I had caught COVID and I was down for so long that my body just went through several different levels of breakdown. And by the time I was able to get to the doctor, get the information, it was such an insurmountable amount of diagnoses and wanting to do medicine and then having to go see a specialist and all of these different things. And it was just way too much to deal with at one time. And I didn't know how to deal with it mentally. One thing that I did lean on for the most part was prayer and my circle that I knew would help me get through it. My mom, my dad, at the time, P. I did not share it with the children right away because I didn't want them to worry. And that would have been another added stress that I didn't want to add on to stress that was already there from work. And at the time, I had just moved into a new place. And so we're talking about finances. It just was a lot, just way too much going on. And I just didn't want to add that on to myself or have the kids in school worried about what was happening. But I took the necessary steps. I went to the doctor. I heard everything that the nutritionist had to say, the doctor had to say. I kept a journal of the things that I was eating. And at one point, I was eating 3 square meals a day and I was snacking, but I was still losing weight. Oh my gosh. I was 180 pounds when it first started. And when I had reached my lowest weight, I was 125. I hadn't been 125 since I was like 20 years old, maybe 19. So that was such a drastic weight loss for me in a short period of time. It took less than a year, I want to say about 3 months actually, and maybe pushing into 4 that I had lost that much weight. And it was several different things. I was diagnosed as a pre-diabetic. My vitamin D was low. My iron was low. My liver was out of pocket to the point that they were thinking I was going to have to go on a liver transplant list. And it just, was more information on top of that. But then my test results were refuting what my body was going through, and my skin was changing colors, like I was getting lighter, and it just was so much to deal with. So I do get it. I do understand when you get bad news about your health, it weighs on you mentally, because now you're thinking about your family and your job, and what if your insurance company is not going to pay for this, and all of the different things that came along with it. But again, to combat on the mental side of having that wear and tear on me, I decided to do a lot of praying, do a lot of in that prayer, thanking God every day. Definitely lived in a space of being grateful every day that I woke up. On top of the fact of asking God specifically what it is that I wanted, what I wanted to learn, what I wanted to gain, what I wanted it to teach my children and share with them, what I was hoping it would resonate with a P and maybe help build our relationship a little stronger. So I really dug deep into that. When you get to a place where you're thinking about your mortality, your thought process tends to change a lot. And that's not for everyone, but for me, it did. I really took it seriously what the nutritionist was sharing with me in regards to the foods I needed to eat, the things that I needed to drink, and I slowly began to gain my weight back. I did not want to be 125. I felt so little. And being at the age that I was at the time, I think I was like 37. Yeah, going on 38. I just felt too little. I felt emaciated, and I didn't want to feel that little, but I definitely didn't want to be 180 pounds again. I didn't realize I was 180 pounds. Just sitting in the house and eating and doing all of the different things, but I wasn't eating the right stuff. And so I think that also had an effect on my health. You're just getting everything that you can. You're eating because you're bored. You're eating because it's readily accessible to you. Just so many different dynamics. But today, again, I want to do the toast part of being physically healthy. And we all know that you can do some exercises, and because we all have had different issues with our body, maybe our back, or you have weak knees, or your ankles aren't the greatest, or you can't run, it is for you to do something. Get up and move and do something. Even if you just walk around your yard and take a break, take some intervals, get some in-home things that you can do. You can sit and, they have the pedals that you can rotate while you're sitting down. You could do some chair exercises, anything to keep the body moving and getting the heart rate up as much as possible. The one thing that I also found in my research and just having done sports when I was younger is understanding that the body needs to be more alkaline than acidic. When the body is acidic, it's hard to fight off bacteria and diseases. It's hard to be able to combat things until the body really gets alkaline. And I know it's so costly now to get organic food, or is it going to be more cost effective to grow and create your own garden? But what if your work schedule and your home life is all over the place? Again, I always mention being married, or even if you're single, you may be working from home and you're tired, or even a single parent. So now you're having to deal with the children and all of the different things that come along with just adulting, right? Because when adulting kicks in and it overdrive and it's no stopping adulting. But yeah, when you get in that space of just trying to create that budget to eat the right foods and create that space where you can thrive with eating healthy. And now in 2023, and not that it just started this year, but in the era that we're in, you can have food delivered to you that's healthy, You can have food delivered to you that's like meal prepped. You can even have someone meal prep your, you know, your food for you. So that's one less thing that you have to worry about doing. And it may be beneficial to your family. It may be beneficial to you. It whole host of things. It's never too early to show our kids what eating healthy looks like. One thing that I definitely have realized culturally, as an African-American woman, we tend to eat a lot of the greasy fat foods and don't want to eat the veggies. And I find that our children hate the vegetables. They don't want to eat the grains or the wheat or things of that nature because it doesn't have the greatest taste. However, all things that are healthy for you do not have the greatest taste. I can't explain why. I'm not the creator, but I do realize that there are some things out there that just, woo, it needs some doctoring, to say the least. However, be careful what you doctor it with. Seasons are high in sodium, and it can cause your blood pressure to go up, especially if you're seasoning all of your foods that you're eating for dinner with that same seasoning or multiple seasonings. And so it can definitely have a profound effect on your blood pressure and your heart and your body, like retaining fluid and things of that nature. So be careful about that as well. And just to, I guess, I don't want to say recap, but really to just harp in again, I get that the food cost has gone up and that it's harder to get these foods. However, if you can find very creative ways to get the fresh fruit and the fresh veggies, do it. If it's more cost effective for you to have a small garden, create that small garden. If you can go to a farmer's market and say, hey, you know what, this week I'm going to get maybe some mangoes, papayas, and kiwis and create a fruit salad, go for it. And maybe next week get some grapes and some pears and blueberries, go for it. That way you can begin to get those things into your body. Even drinking smoothies in the morning that have spinach or kale and carrots and apples and all of those things, including sea moss in it or black seed oil. Those are some really great ways to get your intake of the alkaline fruit and veggies. So while we're speaking of that, I want to go ahead and dive into this list that I created of some really good alkaline fruits and veggies that you can eat, and what some of the attributes are of consuming these fruits and veggies. Now, like I said before, I never give out any information that you yourself cannot find on Google or maybe a health website or even touching base and tapping into dealing with a nutritionist. And these are things that they'll share with you as well. I don't have in this episode like how much of it you can consume, and I can definitely come back and do a recap of how much in a day should you eat or how much in a week of something particular you should eat. Now, one thing for sure and two things for certain, fruit that contains a lot of water, you probably cannot overeat in that. Watermelon, grapes, things of that nature. I don't think you can overindulge in fruit, but I will say you do need to be careful about which fruits are high in sugar, because natural sugars can also have a profound effect on you. So we'll do a little bit more research on how much you can eat on those things. And what I may even do is add this series to the website, which is provokechange.faith. So that you can go in and check out the list. Yeah, it'll be in the next blog post. So I will have that up by tomorrow night.
And if not tomorrow night, it'll definitely be up on Saturday night. So definitely check out the website for that. And then if you don't check it out on the website, it will be recapped here on another episode. Okay, so let's get into this list. So the first one is one of my favorite fruits. It is watermelon. It has lycopene in it, which it is great for heart health. Now, watermelon is high in water content. Here lately, I've been, meeting a lot of people that's not really big on watermelon. More so, they didn't like it because of the texture. And I get that because some people are texture eaters, so I get it. But if you find a good seeded watermelon that is juicy and sweet and perfectly ripe, oh my gosh, it is so delicious. One of my favorites. Again, I'm telling you, that watermelon is really good. Number two on the list is cantaloupe. Cantaloupe is not my favorite. It is not one of those fruits that I grew up eating. I have tried it several times throughout my childhood, my teenage years, and my adult years. Just not one of those fruits I really can get with. However, I should, because a girl wearing glasses could eat. I should be eating any and everything that improves eyesight, and cantaloupe has been known to help improve eyesight. It strengthens your immunity and aids in your cerebral cortex. I would say cantaloupe is a really good food to eat. Coming in at number three is mangoes. It has 20 vitamins and minerals that helps us with radiant skin, shiny hair, and so much more. Now, I will definitely extend out that more when I do the recap. I didn't really find too much information on the more, except for the word more. But radiant skin and shiny hair is always a plus. And seeing that as how mangoes have 20 vitamins and minerals, you can't beat that. Okay, coming in hot at number four is papaya. Papaya helps with weight management. It controls craving and keeps excess body fat off. Who would have thought that's what papaya does? And I love papaya. I like papaya juice. I like the papaya fruit. Love papaya. And since it controls cravings, that's probably one of those fruits that's like really good to have as like a midnight snack. One of those fruits to have in the afternoons when you're like craving a snack, or you're like, hey, dang, I want something sweet or salty, some chips. And machines get you all the time. They add some of the healthy stuff in there. Nobody buys it. So it's a waste of money. You get all of the good, unhealthy snacks, tasty stuff to have you licking your fingers on the aftermath. But none of the good stuff. Papaya, y'all, is number four. Kiwi is coming in at number five with 85% vitamin C, and it is conducive to your physical health. Now, let me tell y'all, growing up, my dad and my bonus mom during the summer would pack our lunch, would go over to my grandfather's house, and kiwi would be one of the fruits that would be packed in our lunch. I can't say I disliked it, but I can't say that it's one of my favorites. It is a fruit that I do like the taste of, but not a natural go-to on my fruit. Kiwi is really good. I have to say that it is. I would definitely eat it in a fruit salad. And if you've never had kiwi, try it. Make sure you peel the skin off of it. But try it. It's really, really good. Before I go on, I want to mention this. Any fruits that are supposed to have a seed and it does not, It is not a natural fruit. I call them the test tube fruits. You should be purchasing all natural fruits. Fruits that grow out of the ground, off of a tree, from a vine, is going to have a seed. And whichever ones do, make sure that you are getting seeded watermelon, seeded grapes. Okay. All right. That's one of those fruits that I notice a whole lot of seedless. It drives me crazy. I know it's so convenient to eat the fruit without the seed. You don't have to worry about your children choking on it or any number of things. I get it. Do the due diligence in feeding yourself and your children the right fruit. The seedless are not natural. I'm gonna just say it simply like that. Not natural. All right. We're gonna move on to grapes. Coming in at number 6. Grapes have nutrients like vitamin K, B2, and copper to protect your heart, brain, and muscles. Now, I like all grapes. Green, red, the moon purple ones. Like grapes. Love grapes. Let me change that. Not only like the grapes, I love me some grapes. Grapes are just so high in water content. They're so delicious. Ooh, especially when you get you a batch of good, sweet grapes. I'm so excited that the summertime is coming. Can you all not tell? And I love fruit water. Like, excuse me, probably about 6 summers ago, I found all of these different fruit waters, like strawberry and mint, strawberry and watermelon. Oh my gosh, I was in heaven that summer. I just always felt so refreshed and felt so just hydrated that summer. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it. Now, since these grapes have copper, vitamin K, and B12 to protect my heart, my brain, and my muscles, oh, I'm going to have a house full of grapes. House full of grapes. You know what? I was even thinking about growing some of my own fruits and veggies just to try it out. Now, I can't say that I have a complete brown thumb, but I'm not smarty arty in the growing veggies and fruit department either. However, I'm willing to learn and I'm willing to try. But for the same reason that I just shared with you all, I want to have natural fruits that have the seeds in them as they are supposed to. Okay, so we're going to move along. On to number 7, pears. Pears have phytonutrients that help relieve type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Its richest nutrients are in the skin. So, same as oranges, like if you peel an orange, don't throw that peel away. Boil it, put some cinnamon in it, and that is a really great like tea type of warm drink to consume if you have a cold or not feeling good. The nutrients, y'all, are in the skin. So if you're going to eat pears with the skin, okay? Don't peel it off because you're missing some really rich nutrients. And again, the fact that it can help relieve type 2 diabetes and heart disease, come on now. I'm not an expert. I don't dabble in nutrition. This is some things that I've taken the time to do some research on. And I looked at my list from my nutritionist, and these top 10 I pulled from my list. So I did some comparisons. I didn't just go straight to Google. I actually looked at my list. And I have a list from a personal trainer, and these top 10 are also on there. So I did do my due diligence, okay, to get it right. Coming in at number 8 was tangerines. It didn't have a lot of information about tangerines, but they're definitely more alkaline than oranges. Oranges have more acidity in them, or they're more, yeah, they're more acidic. Excuse me. They're more acidic. So tangerines are, again, more on the alkaline side, which is a really good snack, like the cuties and things of that nature. So really great to eat. Papayas, tangerines. I'm getting hungry just thinking about eating all of these fruits. I'm just so ready for the summertime. Okay, so coming in at number 9 is blueberries. Blueberries are loaded with antioxidants to promote cardiovascular health and prevent cancer. Now, I don't know too many people that like blueberries. My children, on the other hand, love blueberries. So that's 3 that I do know that love blueberries. They're also really great in helping to do a cleanse of the body. So like blueberries, avocado, things of that nature are really, avocado is good with the good fatty, the good fats in them, right? So I would say that's good, but avocados are also great in smoothies where you're trying to do a detox to the body. So just keep that in mind. Okay. So we're going to move right on along to number 10. Let's see. Oh, so no, those were my 9. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Those were my 9 fruits. Now, my top 10 alkaline foods. Coming in at number 1 is tomatoes. Tomatoes is the most alkaline, has a vitamin B6, vitamin C, and digestive enzymes. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like a good tomato on my sandwich, whether it is a deli sandwich or a burger or anything that's sandwich-like. I love me a good tomato. When I was growing up and I would visit my dad and my bonus mom and my siblings for the summer, if my siblings went to Cleveland with their grandmother, it would just be my bonus mom and I. And every now and again, she would fix a tomato, onion, and cucumber salad. And you talking about good? Oh my goodness, it was so good. And I really got the love of tomatoes from eating those salads because it was mixed with, what is that dressing? Italian dressing. Yes, Italian dressing. It was so good. And it just came together so well, whether she cooked us a steak or she cooked fried fish or whatever. It just was so great. All right. Number 2 is almonds. Almonds is a fantastic alkaline forming snack. It's high in healthy fats and high in magnesium. Now, I'm allergic to most nuts, so I tend to stay away from all of them, except for when I'm having a hankering for peanut M&Ms. I try to eat around the peanut inside the M&M. Don't ask me why I do it, y'all. I'm just was having a hankering. And okay, but anyway, no judgment, okay? No judgment. Just tastes better. And I've paid the price for doing it that way. So I tend not to do that too much now. But almonds, again, are a fantastic alkaline forming snack that is high in healthy fats and has high magnesium. Number 3 is spinach. I love spinach, especially a good sauteed spinach with some garlic. Oh my goodness. Baby, I love spinach. And my mom showed me how to cook the spinach with a little bit of EVOO. And the garlic, you saute it up. You can eat it with a grilled chicken breast, or you can eat it with some fresh grilled fish or some salmon. Oh, y'all, talk about a meal. Ooh, it is so good. Okay, spinach is rich in chlorophyll, vitamin K, and vitamin A. Now, chlorophyll is one of those drops that you can put in your drink that helps aid in several different things within the body. You can buy chlorophyll off of Amazon. Of course, you can go to a health food store. Here in Nashville, we have several places that you can buy chlorophyll from, Sprouts, the Turnip Truck, and they're all natural stores. So really good foods. And again, chlorophyll. And spinach is rich in chlorophyll. So get y'all some spinach. All right, next is parsley. Parsley is high alkalizing. It cleanses the kidneys and assists with digestion. Now, here's the thing. When I'm seasoning my chicken, I put parsley on my chicken before I grill it. I don't know about y'all, but it add a little something to the chicken. It's good. It's good. You should try it. Just try it. Trust me. If you don't like it, I'm going to leave my email. At the end of this episode, you can email me and tell me what you think, whether you liked it or you didn't like it. But either way, I think it is good. And the fact that it helps with cleansing the kidneys and assisting with digestion. Now, I'm pretty sure they are more so talking about it in its fresh form and not the dried seasonings that we may use in different dishes. I, again, put it on my chicken before I pop it on a grill. But it is really good for you. Now that I am doing this series, I am going to live by what I am sharing with you all. I've gotten off the right path in my food consumption. There are days that I've been feeling a little more weak than others. And so therefore, I'm definitely going to tap back into my alkaline food and veggies and fruits so that I can get my body back on track. And now that I know parsley is one of those things that is really good for cleaning out the kidneys and your liver, your kidneys and your gallbladder all work to one as one. It's like a part of that engine in your body. So I'm going to be adding that to my repertoire of fresh veggies to eat or foods to include in my dishes. All right. So coming in at number 5 is lemons. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I love some good lemon water. I don't need the lemonade. I don't need the sugar. Just squeeze me some lemon in my water and I am good to go. Now, lemon is the most alkalizing food. It is good for healthy detox. It assists with digestion and it supports the liver in eliminating toxins from the body. Now, I mentioned my liver was, or maybe I did or I didn't, was a little out of pocket because of this COVID situation. And I did because I said I was going to maybe have to go on a liver transplant list. And I did a lot of lemon water. I did a lot of seafood where I squoze lemon on it. I included lemon in my smoothies. Anytime that I could consume lemon, I did. I can't eat lemon by itself. It's way too tart. However, lemon, I use it. I even use lemon when I'm eating my crab legs. I know y'all have watched like B-Love or the people doing the mukbangs and they squeezing the lemon on the seafood. Ooh. Now B-Love calls it lemon rain. Baby, it's good. Got to try it. Jalapenos. Now, this is on the list, right? But this is where I get lost because I don't like spicy foods. So jalapenos is good for detoxing and it's another alkalizing food. It's not the most, but it's not the least either. Again, I don't like spicy food, so jalapenos would not be in my repertoire of foods to eat or in any of my dishes. All right, moving on to number 7 is garlic. Garlic has anti-inflammatories, high on the alkaline scale, and helps to prevent diseases. Now, remember when I was talking about the spinach, I mentioned that I saute my spinach with garlic. Baby, if you have not tried the combination of the two, I am going to say that you should. It is phenomenal. The combination of the two just goes so well together. And again, it is one of those really rich, delectable foods. Oh my gosh. You can't go wrong with the garlic and the spinach. You can't go wrong with garlic chicken or garlic lemon chicken. Oh my gosh, I might end up cooking that for dinner. Wow. This is just, Okay, and it's going to be a late dinner. I get it. I probably should have prepared it earlier. Nonetheless, y'all, try the lemon garlic chicken. Have some spinach on the side. You'll thank me later. Again, email me. All right. Next on the list is number 8. And I mentioned this a few minutes ago. Avocados. It is a powerhouse of both nutrients and it is delicious. And it has ton of healthy fats. Remember, I said that. Avocados, if you like guacamole with your chips, my daughter makes an awesome guacamole. I've never been a big fan of avocados or guacamole. However, if I get sushi, I definitely get sushi that has avocado in it. If I get a certain sandwich, now don't ask me about the name of the sandwich. It is one from Jason's Deli that I get. I don't remember the name of it because I don't get it often. Jason's Deli is a little expensive sometimes. Spending $10 a day and you work 5-6 days a week, it adds up. That's $50, $60. Baby, I'm not tapping into that bank account, okay? All right. But avocados are really good. Combined with something, I can eat it. When it's not, yeah, I'm not going to eat it so much. But I do try to consume it as much as I possibly can. And I do try to make sure that it is something that is in my diet. All right. Coming in at number 9 is basil. Basil is high in vitamin A, vitamin K, and calcium. It is also high in flavonoids. So if you've ever watched a cooking channel, there are a lot of dishes that they include basil in. It's always fresh basil straight off of the plant, making sure they add it in there, whether it's in the pasta sauce or baked with the chicken. Now, I've never used basil in cooking, but I definitely, when I was compiling this list, definitely was like, you know what? I'm gonna tap into the basil. I'm gonna try it and see how it works out. Yes, I'm looking forward to this summer doing a lot of grilling, including all of these things into my diet. Even one thing that is not on my list that I do want to mention before I go on to number 10 is pink pineapple. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, what in the whole ham and eggs? I've never seen no pink pineapple. You can order it. It is expensive, but it is worth it. Oh, my goodness. I have had a pink pineapple. And baby, when I tell you this pink pineapple is something delicious. Ooh! Oh, my goodness. Can y'all tell I'm a foodie? Can y'all tell that I am a foodie? I love food, y'all. I'm not surprised I don't weigh more than what I do, but I'm consistently eating, so it's probably keeping my metabolism up, which is probably a good thing to help me maintain right where I am. But I love this pink pineapple. It is definitely sweeter and less acidic than a standard pineapple. But a standard pineapple is also really good in soaking in your water, drinking pineapple water. I did do a mix of the regular pineapple that we see in the grocery stores and the pink pineapple. That mashup, oh my goodness, was so delectable. Oh, good. Google pink pineapple, order you a couple of them, enjoy it, especially during the summertime. All right, coming in at number 10 is red onion. Red onion is high in vitamin C, has anti-inflammatory properties, and antibacterial effects. Now, when I am cooking my, or creating, putting together, however you want to say it, pasta salad, it has noodles, zesty Italian dressing, it has red onion, cucumber, and tomato. I look at this list, and even though cucumbers is not on this list, I think about the fact that there are two of those three ingredients on this list as the most alkaline, the tomatoes and the red onion. The pasta salad is phenomenal, y'all. Oh my goodness. I make it all summer long. It is definitely a great summer treat. I make a big bowl of it. It'll last us about a week . And then I'll wait a couple more weeks before I make it again, just because of the pasta. I don't want us intaking that much pasta in a month, especially if it lasts us for a week. However, it is so good. Red onion is also great on burgers. It's great on sandwiches. Red onion, my daughter puts it in her guacamole when she creates it. It is so fire, y'all. And again, remember I told y'all, I'm not a big fan of guacamole. But when my daughter puts it together, I'm snacking on it with some good pita chips. Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal. I have to say, I truly enjoy her guacamole. Now, I don't eat a lot of it, okay? Because like I said, I'm not a big fan of avocado. But when she does make it, I'll get me a couple helpings, sit down with some pita chips, and enjoy it, okay? Now, those were the top 9 fruits and the top 10 alkaline foods. Really good for you. We are coming into the summer, so we want to make sure that as we are sweating out those toxins that we are replacing, that we are replacing nutrients into our body, consuming more water, especially including fruit into the water. You want to make sure that you are staying as hydrated as you are eating in good food and fruits. Don't overindulge in the breads, the pastas, the grains, things of that nature. Be careful about your acidic foods, which when I recap or put it on that blog post on the website, I will have a list of the acidic foods that you should eat in moderation or stay away from. As we get older, our bodies change. We've been around for some time, so things are starting to break down and the bones are changing, the muscles are getting weaker, things of that nature. And that doesn't go for everybody, but you will notice the breakdown of the body. It is important that we take care of our health. And it not just the physical health, so we look good on the outside, but you want to make sure that what you are consuming on the inside is going to tell the story on the outside. Sometimes we don't realize how dehydrated we are, or we don't realize how much we're eating poorly, or we're eating after a certain time of the day when our body should be just at the point of doing its own natural fast and digesting the foods properly. If you notice that you are not having great digestion, talk to your physician, get with a nutritionist, see what things that you can do to eat more foods to help with digestion. You know that great green leafy vegetables really help with digestion and passing your bowels and things of that nature. And that's another thing. Like, we have so much backed up bile in our bodies that we don't even realize how much needs to be released. A great colon cleansing never hurt anyone. It definitely helps. And a great detox is always good to do. Green teas, use less sugars, use less enriched white breads and eat more whole grain and wheat bread and things of that nature. Stay away from all of the bleach and processed foods because they're really not good for us. They're really hurting us more than we know. And I know it's convenient to have them, especially with a family. But if you can take that little bit of extra time to prepare the carrots, the asparagus, the spinach, take a little bit of extra time to prepare the broccoli, steaming it, maybe instead of overcooking it so it's soft and mushy. Maybe if you have a baby and you're introducing them to these table foods, get a food processor to help grind it up and make it a little bit easier for them to consume. Grilling the foods if possible, maybe using a George Foreman grill versus using oils and things of that nature. Again, these are things that I'm going to be tapping back into, especially now that it's getting warmer outside. You know, not only do I want to feel good internally, but girl, I want to look good too. Now, I'm telling y'all, my birthday is coming up in May, and a girl got to look good on the beach in Miami for her birthday. Okay, now I got to get it right by eating right, staying the course, and mentally committing to change of lifestyle. So not only that I feel good, but I look good. I hope tonight that you have learned a few things about what alkaline foods are going to be really good for you, how they help you, and in what ways you can incorporate them into your diet. I hope that a little bit of that recap in the beginning was helpful to you, for you to understand that your mental and your physical go hand in hand. And when your mental is off, the physical is off, and everything else that trickles behind that is then off. You get lazy, you get sluggish, you don't feel like it, you don't have energy. And so it just has a reverberating effect on you, your being as a whole. You want your energy to stay high. You want your, not just the energy that you use physically every day, but you want the vibes that you give off to be high. You want when you come into a room to be a showstopper, not just because of your physical and what people see, but the energy that you bring into the room, because you feel great. Now you look great. Your mental is great. You're just on top of the charts. Now, every day won't be a good day. There'll be some days that you're bloated, especially as a woman and you're going through your cycle. There are going to be days that you're going to be bloated and things of that nature. So in those moments, find what foods are going to be good for you to help with that bloating. And again, I'll go do a blog post on the website, which is Provoke, P-R-O-V-O-K-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, .faith, F-A-I-T-H. So check out the blog post, okay? And during this summer, again, make sure that you are consuming great foods, full of water, none of that sugary stuff. Keep your mental intact. If not, talk with someone and check out the list of things that I included that would be a really good way to get your mental back on track. If you're not following me on social media, make sure you go over to Instagram and follow my business page at Provoke Change, or my personal page at Style, S-T-Y-L-E, the number 2, Swank, S-W-A-N-K, LLC. I am so excited for this summer. Again, my birthday is coming up, so a girl got to look right, feel right, and have high vibes and energy. And I want you to do the same. It has been such a pleasure to bring you tonight's episode, and I look forward to next week when we do part 3 of Healthy and talking about our spiritual health. Until then, be blessed.